You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang magandang araw po sa ating lahat. We again welcome everyone to our online worship service. And if you are here joining us, worshiping together with us sa ating online services, at maaaring nami-miss nyo na naman po yung ating on-site. Let me just tell you that in the next 2 weeks po, we will be doing this again. So we are inviting you to keep worshiping with us today and next week. And after that, let's see what will happen. Kasi gusto lamang po nating sumunod dun sa sinasabi ng ating government. And we want to also protect our people and also support our medical frontliners. Kung paari po, palagi po natin sila ipanalangin, no? Kasi po talagang nangangailangan po sila ng strength and grace kay God. And so we are now moving on to the third week of our series, Salt and Light. And we will be talking about righteous king. And talking about righteous leader or a righteous king, all of us are longing for a righteous leader. All of us, whether you're a child, you're a student, you're a parent, you're an employee, or you live in the subdivision niyo or sa barangay, you are always longing. All of us are longing for a righteous leader, and perhaps sometimes we actually demand for a righteous leader. Kaya nga po, di ba nagre-react tayo sa mga social media pag meron tayong nakikita, naririnig na nangyayari sa ating bayan o sa ating kapaligiran na parang hindi akma sa dapat nilang ginagawa, sa kanilang responsibilidad. And we sometimes call it out. And that is a great thing. Pero minsan po, we demand righteousness. And pero minsan, ginagawa rin po natin yan kapag convenient lang sa atin. Na kapag tayo na may inconvenient in doing what is right, sometimes we are all guilty as charged in looking and demanding for righteousness where in fact we are not willing to live according to what is right. And who, you know, but the questions we want to ask ourselves is that meron pa ba talaga, na magkakaroon pa ba talaga tayo ng righteous leader? Posible po ba yan? Na magkaroon ng righteous leader? So someone who will judge rightly, someone who will administer justice and correctly. So yun po yung ating pag-aaralan ngayon. Tingnan po natin ang sasabihin ni Isaiah. Again, we are in the book of Isaiah, and I would like to invite you to please open your Bible to Isaiah chapter 11. We will be reading verses 1 hanggang verse 5, reading from the English Standard Version. Handa na po ba kayo? I-open niyo po yun yung Bible. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and with justice and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loin. Let us all pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word. And Lord, I pray that may this word be alive in our lives today. May we be able, Lord, to hear your word by the power of your Holy Spirit. May you minister to our heart. May you change our mind and transform our hearts, Lord. And help us, Lord, to put this into practice. This we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Like what I said, lahat po tayo naghahanap ng righteous leaders. And so much so that even in the book of Isaiah, yun din po yung inahanap ng mga tao. Di po ba last week pinag-usapan po natin wherein na sinasabi po natin yung mga leaders mismo, yung mga leaders mismo na dapat nag-take care sa mga tao were not taking care of them. They were actually oppressing them. They were actually taking advantage of them. Their houses are filled with money from the poor, okay, withholding justice from the widows, from the foreigners. Kaya talagang medyo nagagalit si Lord. Di ba? Last week. And today, we will be talking about, tingnan naman po natin, nasaan yung magiging righteous leader? We need a righteous leader. We need a king that will lead us to righteousness para mawala yung judgment ni God. And ito pong binasa po natin, chapter 11, is actually part of a bigger section kung titingnan, kasi maganda po pag inaaral po natin yung Bible, titingnan po natin yung context po niya. Ang context po talaga nito is nasa chapter 7 hanggang chapter 12. Ito pong section na to, ang pwede po natin i-title dito is No Trust or Walang Tiwala. Okay? Actually, pag tinignan po natin yung buong book ng Isaiah, napaka-big po na, ano, na section or na subject yung trust and the trustworthiness of God. And so, right here, in chapter 7 to 12, makikita po natin dito, hindi po nagtiwala yung hari o si Haring Ahaz ng Southern Kingdom sa Panginoon. Dahil, the nation of Syria and the nation of Israel, the Northern Kingdom, were attacking him. And then, si Lord nagpadala ng word kay Isaiah. Okay, makikita niyo, basahin niyo lang po ito in your own. Pinadala niya yung word kay Isaiah. Ang sabi niya kay Isaiah, Isaiah, sabihan mo si King Ahaz, huwag siyang magambala. O huwag siyang matakot. Dahil itong dalawang king na to, hindi ito magwawagi. Just trust me. Pero kung wala kang tiwala sa sinasabi ko, humingi ka ng sign at bibigyan kita. Humingi ka ng kahit na anong sign na malaki at mahirap, ipatigikita ko sa'yo. And yet, si King Ahaz, okay, parang sinabi niya, hindi, ayokong i-test si Lord. Ayokong mangingi ng sign. Okay na yon. But you know what? Amazingly, God exposed his heart. Kasi yung kanyang pagiging parang okay na gustong magtiwala sa Diyos ay talagang panakibutas lang sa kanyang unbelief sa ginagawa ng Panginoon. Because he actually despised the word of God. He did not trust God. He actually trusted another nation to deliver him. Kaya ang itong sabi ni Lord sa kanya in chapter 8 verse 13. Okay, chapter 8 verse 13. Itong sinabi ng Panginoon kay Ahaz. Itong dapat nang gawin ninyo. Sabi niya, verse 13, "But the Lord of hosts, him you shall honor as holy. Let him be your fear and let him be your dread." Sa wikang sa salita ng Diyos, ang ganda ng pagkakasabi nito. Sabi ng Panginoon, ako ang banal na Diyos na dapat niyong kinatatakutan. Wala kang dapat katakutan, Ahaz. Huwag kang matakot sa king ng Assyria. Huwag kang matakot sa king ng Israel. Huwag kang matakot sa king ng Syria. Matakot ka sa akin dahil ako ang banal na Diyos. And many times that, you know, we act the same way. And so the nation of Israel were judged by God actually using the very nation that they were trusting. The nation of Judah, okay? Yung Northern Kingdom, kasi nandito pa yung Northern South, eh, no? And si King Ahaz was actually judged by God using the very nation na pinagkatiwalaan niya, yun yung Assyria. And the amazing thing, pag bumunta po kayo sa chapter 10, ito naman po ang sasabihin ni Lord. Okay? Yes, sabi ni God, alam mo, i-judge kita because you did not trust me. And can you imagine yung mga tao during that time? Yung pong mga... kasi palagi pong may nililigtas sa Panginoon ng yung remnant, no, yung maliit na grupo ng tao na nagtitiwala sa kanyang salita. At sila po, pati sila nadadamay doon sa hindi pagtitiwala ng liderato ng kanilang bayan. And ganyan din po, di ba? Minsan po, ganyan din po ang nangyayari sa ating bayan, di po ba? Sa atin din ngayon. You know, when you think about it, sometimes we feel that, you know, some of the things that our leaders are doing, tayo po mismo na mga mamayan ay nagsasuffer sa mali nilang mga decisions. And yet, let me just pause for a while. I don't want you to think that I'm coming against whatever is, you know, our leaders are saying. No, what I'm saying is that sometimes we feel that way. But I hope that this word that we will be sharing, that we will be talking about today, will bring us hope and that will bring us, you know, assurance that God can deliver us. Etong sabi ni Lord, yes, I will judge you. Pero alam mo kay Lord, judgment is never God's intended last word. Tandaan niyo po yan. Sa Isaiah po, yan po ang makikita natin palagi. Yes, merong judgment, but the judgment is never God's last intended word. Palagi pong may hope. Kaya po, tingnan po nito sa chapter 10, itong sinabi ni Lord, yes, I will judge you using Assyria, but you know what? Assyria will also be judged. Yan po yung sinabi ni Pastor Romel nung last Sunday. Sabi niya, the oppressor will also be oppressed. And here's what it says. Verse 24, sabi niya, therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, my people who dwell in Zion, be not afraid of Assyria. Of the Assyrians, when they strike with the rod and lift up their staff against you, as the Egyptians did, for in a very little while, nakaka-relate ba kayo doon? In that very little while, di ba parang ganun din yung feeling natin ngayon sa nangyayari sa ating bayan? Di ba pinag-pray natin, Lord, when will this end? Lord, where will this pandemic end? Di ba akala po natin okay na eh. Diba, meron na nga po tayong on-site worship services ng ilang buwan. And then biglang, boom, wala na naman tayo. Online na po tayo ulit mag-worship kay God. And yet God is saying to the nation of Israel, in that little while, in the little while. Whew, I hope that encourages you already. Ako na-encourage na eh, just listening to that word, no? For in a very little while, my fury will come to an end and my anger will be directed to their destruction. And the Lord of hosts will yield against them a whip. And with as when he struck Midian at the rock of Oreb, and his staff will be over the sea, and he will lift it up as he did in Egypt. And then verse 27, I love this. In that day, his burden will depart from you, from your shoulder, and his yoke from your neck. And the yoke will be broken because of the fat. See, God will deliver them because God, judgment is never God's last intended word. And that was that. Ito po yung inahanap nila. And inahanap nila, okay, maja-judge yung Assyria. They will be cut to the, you know, to the root. Actually, yung metaphor pong gagamitin dito, mga puno na pinuputol. That is why, makikita po nandito, yung Assyria rin po, parang forest sila. And yet, God will cut every tree in that forest. Because God is going to judge them. And they will never rise again. Wala na silang hope. And yet, in contrast to that, verse chapter 11, verse 1. In the same manner, the nation of Judah was also judged by God. Because they did not trust the word of God. They started trusting other things. They trusted other people instead of trusting the King of Kings. And that is why, ito sabi ni Lord. Okay, in verse, punta na po tayo dito. There are three observations that I want to look at. Okay, sa mga bagay na ito na binasa natin, no? Tatlong bagay po ang makikita natin sa righteous leader na ito, sa righteous king that is coming. Bakit po natin tinawag na righteous king? Well, tingnan po natin yung verse 1. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse. Interesting, hindi niya po sinabing stump of David. Kasi si Jesse hindi naman po king. So what God is saying is that this king that will be coming will not just be coming from David, but it will actually come from where he came from. Si God talaga yung pinanggagalingan nito. And then a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. Verse 2. At hindi na po natin, babasahin ko lang po yung verse 2, pero hindi po natin ito pag-aaralan ng gusto because they discuss po natin ito in the next few months when we get to Isaiah series. Alright? And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Okay, pagka iniisip mo yun, ang dami pong ginawa ni Lord. Whenever the Holy Spirit rests on the people, okay, meron po palaging deliverance, meron po palaging peace, meron po palaging victory. And that is what this idea is, okay? So yung po yung iniisip po dito sa verse 2, yung pong Spirit, okay? Marami pong bagay ito, hindi na po natin siya dadaanan, but we will talk about that some other time. But meron pong tatlong bagay akong gustong sabihin sa inyo. Ito pong king na ito, this is actually referring to the coming king, okay, from the line of David, from the line of Jesse. Okay, what is happening here is God is using something na parang wala ng hope. Di ba naputol na yung mga puno? Kaya nga sa akin, can you imagine? Putol na puno, magkakaroon ng bunga? Paano mangyayari dyan? Di ba? And that's interesting. Because God said, yung putol na puno, magkakaroon ng konting bunga, magkakaroon siya ng tutubo siya. Tapos, mamumunga. And that speaks of hope in a hopeless situation. Now, I don't know your situation right now. Financially, I don't know your situation right now. Emotionally, relationally, okay? Pero God is speaking to you right now. Kahit na napaka-dark ng moment where you are right now because of the pandemic, maybe you lost a loved one or maybe you are suffering because of this virus. But let me tell you something. In a seemingly dark moment in your life, God can bring hope. He will give you hope. And I want you to focus on that because here what we see is that parang walang pag-asa eh, kasi putol na yung mga puno and yet God said in that stump shoot will rise and it will bear fruit. And this is actually referring to Jesus the King. This is referring to our Lord Jesus Christ who will come later. And then ano yung gagawin itong righteous king nito? Tatlong bagay po. Number one, this righteous king will act justly. He will act justly. He will act with justice. Something that they've been longing for. Something na pinag-aralan natin last week kung saan walang justice, no? Talagang diniliguran talaga nila. Sinasabi nga ni Lord sa kanila, di ba? Tinatawag niyong maayos yung hindi maayos. Tinatawag niyong mabuti yung mga hindi mabuti. You are actually binabaligtad niyo yung katotohanan, sinasabi ni Lord. And yet God, this righteous king that will come, not only will you bring you hope, but it will also bring you justice. Ngayon, pagka pinag-uusapan po ang hustisya, minsan po ang iniisip natin, parang, meron ba talaga? Okay? Meron ba talagang hustisya? Let's read, no? Verse 3. Sabi po dito, His delight will be in the fear of God. I love that. You know, the fear of God is another topic, but we will not, but maiksi lang mo, ibig po sabihin ng fear of God is to hate what God hates and love what God loves. That's what that means. Okay, this leader will love what God loves and hate what God hates. And God hates injustice. And God hates oppression. So this righteous king will also judge justly. Justly, say justly. Okay, pakitype na lang po yan. This righteous king will bring justice. Kahit justice na lang po, i-comment niyo. This righteous king will bring justice to where you are right now. Now, when we talk about justice, hindi lamang po yan social equity. Hindi lamang po yan i-deliver yung tama at mali. Kung hindi, bagkos meron pa pong ibig sabihin yan in Hebrew word. No? Ang ibig po sabihin yan, he will bring order to a chaotic situation. God, this king, will bring order into your life. Whatever chaos you are experiencing right now, it might be emotionally, it might be, again, I don't know. But God knows exactly what is happening in your life and God wants to bring justice in your life. What else did he say? He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide dispute by what his ears hear. At hindi nilalong nila eh. Diba, the people of Israel were longing for a just king like this na hindi lang yung kung ano yung makakabuti sa kanila, yun lang ang ginagawa nila. Kung ano lang yung makakalamang sila, yun ang ginagawa nila. And yet, this king will not respond the way we respond to things, but this king will respond not according to what his eyes could see and what his ears could hear, but this king would respond in justice because he fears God. Verse 4, but with righteousness, he shall judge the poor. I mean, that in contrast to the leaders of the nation, in contrast to the leader, to King Ahaz, in contrast to all the priests, in contrast to all other false prophets that were leading them not in righteousness, but doing things wrongly. And taking advantage of the poor. And then it says, decide with equity for the meek of the earth. For the meek of the earth. The poor and the needy. Again, the marginalized people of the world. God's heart is so close to them. He will bring justice. He will bring them equity. He will bring order in a chaotic situation. Again, in our day and time. Maaring maraming chaos ang nangyayari sa buhay natin because of this pandemic. But you know what? This king, when he comes, will bring justice. Number two, not only will he bring justice, he will also bring safety and peace. This king will give us, or will bring, not only justice, but safety and peace. Isn't that what we've been missing right now? Yung pag siniisip mong safety, safe ba talagang lumabas ngayon? Di ba? Minsan napaparalyze na po tayo ng fear. Now we don't even want to get out of the house anymore. Because meron nga ang nagsabi dun sa aming prayer meeting one time, minsan po meron po tayong tatlong bagay na kinatatakutan na nag-start sa V. Ngayon pong panahon na to. Okay, una po, virus. Okay, takot po tayo dito sa virus na to. Baka mamaya mahawahan ka at makahawa ka. So sometimes, you'd rather stay home and not do anything. Just stay home. I don't want to go out. Okay, because you don't feel safe going to the office. You don't feel safe going to the grocery or to the market. You don't feel safe getting out of the house. But this king, when he comes, he will bring safety and peace. Another V that we're afraid of, is the variant. Diba yung variant nitong virus na to, napakarami. And then sinasabi nga nila, yung variant nito, napakalakas kumalat. And again, that brings fear and parang we don't feel safe. And then lastly, another V na kinatatakutan daw po natin ngayon na nangyayari is yung pati yung vaccine na dapat kasagutan at kagalingan dito sa virus na to, pati yung kinatatakutan natin. But let me give you another V that this king will give you. This king will give you victory. Okay? This king is going to give you safety and peace, which is really victory. Look at the way it was described in verses 6 to 8. You know, ito po yung OG design ni God. Ano yung OG? Ano po? Original design ni God, no? Trying to be millennial here, no? Para naman po makarelate tayo sa ibang tao, you know. Anyway, ito yung original design ni God. Ito yung nawala because of the sin of Adam and Eve. Okay, because of our sin, this original design was no longer seen. And yet God, when this king comes, he will bring safety. Ito pong sinasabi. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat. Mga imposible ito eh. Ito yung mga imposible na nangyayari niya na pwede mangyari. And yet God is saying this will happen. The calf and the lion and the fattened calf together. A little child shall lead them. Can you imagine that? Yung mga dangerous na animals na inilid ng bata. Ito pa. Cow and bear shall graze. And their young lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like ox. Lahat magiging vegetarian. Di ba? Wala nang kumakain ng meat. And then the nursing child shall play over a hole of the cobra. Whoa. Okay, and the wind child shall put his hand on the other's den. And they will be protected. They will be protected because there is peace. When this king comes, he will bring peace. He will bring safety. And if there is the safest place for us to be right now, it's in the presence of God. And you can be wherever in the world and be safe when you have the presence of God with you. You know what else will this king do? Not only will he bring justice, not only will he bring peace and safety, but this king will enforce his word boldly. That whatever his word says, he will do it. And how is he going to do all this? Okay, ito pong sabi sa second part ng verse 4. Sabi po dito, the earth he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. The oppressor. The people who are committing injustice to the poor and the needy will be slain by the word of his mouth. Let me just bring you to Revelation chapter 19, the last book of the New Testament. Okay, ito pong sinasabi ng Revelation chapter 19, verses 13 and following. Sabi niya, and he is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. The Word of God. You know, and he is going to slay his enemy. The Word of God refers to whom? God himself. Remember John 1:14, and in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh. Okay, the Word is Christ. Jesus, you know, his Word was going to strike the earth, and the wicked people will be slain. He is going to enforce his word. His word is so powerful. That is why it's so important to always know the word of God. That is why it's so important to read God's word and meditate on this word every day. Why? Because this will save us. This will give us hope. This will give us strength to face whatever is thrown at us. When this king comes, you know what Isaiah is saying to the people that he was writing to? You know, when this king comes, he's going to give you justice, he's going to give you peace, and he's going to deliver his word, and his word, whatever his word says, will happen. That's how powerful the word of God is. And that is why we can hold on to the promises of God. That is why no matter what is happening around us, we can actually trust God. You know that when our leaders, when our human leaders fail us, we don't have to react in an ungodly way. Because we know that we have a king who is coming and who knows the beginning to the end and the end and everything else in between. He knows what is happening around us. This righteous king, when he comes, okay, he's going to bring peace. And I love the latter part in verse 9. I love this. And this is what he says, okay? And they shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. And the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. You know, they will come. That everything we see will actually declare the goodness and the knowledge of who God is. And before that time will come, we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. God's plan has always been the same. From beginning, you know, from Genesis to, you know, to the Old Testament, in the Old Testament to the New Testament to the book of Revelation and today, God's word hasn't changed. He still wants us to represent him to the world. He still wants us to fill the earth with his knowledge. We need to declare the word of God. We need not only to declare it, but we also need to live out the word of God. Maybe you're watching today, you're worshiping with us today, and you feel that God is judging you. Can I tell you this word? Judgment is never God's intended last word. That is why he's bringing this king, this righteous king that will deliver you and me. We are the salt and light of this world. When you talk about a king, you have to talk about the kingdom. And when you talk about a kingdom, that means merong mga tao na submitted to the king. Tama po ba? Diba pagka merong king, may kingdom. At pagka may kingdom, may mga tao na submitted to the king. Now, like what I said earlier today, okay, lahat po tayo longing for a righteous leader. But the question is, are you willing to be submitted to this righteous king? Because God's plan hasn't changed. I want us to look at verse 10 as we land this preaching today. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, and he and of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. You know, in NLT, it actually, the word signal there is a banner. And if you go to chapter 5, verse 26, this is what God said about it. And he will raise a signal for the nations far away, and whistle for them from the ends of the earth. And behold, quickly, speedily, they come. It's always been God's plan, you know, for us to be the banner of God in this dark world. Where people are hopeless, we ought to bring hope to people. Where people are depressed, we ought to bring joy to people as the people of God. How do we do that? How do we do that? We do that when we are submitted to this righteous king and allow him to use us to reflect his character to the world. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know what you're going through. Pero ang alam ko po that when we put our trust in this king, this righteous king, we know that whatever happens, we can trust this king. Because he knows what is happening. He will bring justice and he will bring peace. Again, pag pinag-usapan po natin yung peace, it's not the absence of trouble, but it's the presence of God. And then he will enforce his word boldly. When he declares something, when his word declares something, it will bound to happen. Because that's who he is. That is why we call him faithful. And we love God being faithful. We love it. Because we know that when he says something, he will do it. So I just want to pray for all of us today. We are celebrating Palm Sunday, remembering the Lord Jesus Christ entering Jerusalem before he, you know, that week of the Passion. And that day, people were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They were so excited for this king. Although iba yung idea nila ng king na to, no? But this king who came, this righteous king who, you know, who was doing justice, who was giving peace, whose word is so powerful. Because they've experienced it. You know, one time Jesus just said to someone, "Your sins are forgiven." He said it and it happened. This king judged justly. Remember that woman, you know, when they're about to stone her and they were condemning this woman, and yet he judged not according to what his eyes could see or his ears could hear. And he actually went to this woman and said, "Behold, where are your accusers? Where are those who condemn you?" And the woman said, "They're gone. Neither do I condemn you." This king, who's supposed to bring justice, came that day. But many of them missed him. Because the same group of people who were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna," that day, were the same group of people who will be shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him," the same week. My prayer today is that we will not miss this righteous king. He's right here inviting you to allow him to rule and reign in your life. My prayer is that we will proclaim and demonstrate our allegiance to this king. That is my prayer. To be salt and light, we need to proclaim and demonstrate our allegiance to this righteous king. Let me just pray for us today. You know, if you're here today and you've experienced oppression or injustice, let me pray that Jesus will bring justice in your life. And he will bring peace in your life so that you'll be able to respond to the situation, to your current realities, with the fear of God. Lord, I just pray for peace and the fear of God to fall upon this people. Lord, thank you that we can trust you. That we can trust you because you are here and you have proven yourself faithful to us in the past. In Jesus' name, amen. Another group of people I want to pray for today. He is a righteous king and we're all longing for him. And sometimes we demand righteousness in our leaders. But my question is, will you submit yourself to the rulership of this righteous king in your life? Will you let him rule you? If you're here worshiping with us online, listening to this word, and you know that you've never surrendered your life to this king, because you're still doing your own thing. You're still the boss of your life. And you're full. There's so much chaos in your life. Not, you know, when you think about it, it's not because of what people are doing against you, but more so because of the sin that is ruling and reigning in your heart. That is the first thing that you need to deal with. And only Jesus can deal with that sin. That chaos in your life can only be brought to order when you allow this king to rule and reign in your life. Will you allow him? Will you submit to him today? Will you submit your life to this king? Will you pray the simple prayer with me? Say, "Lord Jesus, righteous king, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, that all this chaos that is happening in my life is caused by sin in my life. But today, I surrender them to you. and I surrender my life to you and allow you to be the king of my life. Forgive me, Lord God. Bring order to my life and bring peace to my life. Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you would help me live according to your ways from this day on. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you prayed that simple prayer with me, would you please comment on the comment section and say, I prayed that prayer, I need help, and we will gladly help you. Again, thank you so much for worshiping with us online today, and let me pray a prayer of blessing for all of us before we leave. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, and to give online, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app.